Last week I was talking to a young man in Jackson, Mississippi. We were driving past a shopping center whose parking lot was crowded with hundreds of cars. It was a typical shopping area in a typical suburb. He looked at the scene and got a faraway look in his eye. "You know, Leroy," he said, "when I was a student here in seminary just a few years ago, all this you see was nothing but open fields. There was nothing out there. And now look at it," he said, with a sense of regret. I could tell he would have liked to have things remain as they used to be. Well, I understood his feeling. I'm sort of like that myself. I wish the music on the radio still had the sounds of the 40s, the Chattanooga Choo Choo and Alexander's Ragtime Band. I wish the motion picture still had the good, clean fun of Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello. And I wish the books published today still had the wholesome message of Anne of Green Gables. And listen, friend, it's not just the older generation who wish for the good old days. I've heard people in their 20s worry over the moral decline that affects their younger brothers and sisters. Nowadays, lust is called love. Smut has replaced humor. And filth ruins good, clean fun. Of course, lust is nothing new. But today it seems to have come out of hiding. Immorality is joked about. Even top political leaders can publicly admit to infidelity and keep right on talking. So what do? Crawl into a hole and pull the lid down? No, we need to face the reality head on and make sure we are salt and light in this world. The answer is not to try to reform a polluted society. We instead must aim for the center of the problem, the human heart. When my wife and I heard the message of Jesus Christ and saw the example of godly people, we were drawn to Christ and responded to His call in repentance and faith. And He gave us a desire to serve Him. Though you and I are surrounded by the awful results of greed and hatred and lust, we must share the message of salvation faithfully and clearly, that God might use it to purify hearts gripped by sin. Let's not long for the good old days. God's loving kindness is new every morning, and great is His faithfulness to every generation. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.